With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's a petition drive underway at Harvard University to keep the school's president from resigning, despite pressure that she step aside over comments about anti-Semitism.
More than 600 Harvard faculty members have signed a petition urging President Claudine Gay to resist calls from some lawmakers and donors that she resign, like the president of the University of Pennsylvania did. Gay and two of her peers came under intense scrutiny following a congressional hearing in which they struggled to answer questions about campus policy and anti-Semitism. The petition drive is viewed less as a defense of the university's first black female president and more of an effort to insulate the Ivy League school from the intrusion of political pressure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Airports and highways are expected to be busier this Christmas season than they were a year ago. Bob Agnew reports.
The Auto Club AAA predicts that 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles away from home over the 10 days starting right before Christmas. That's about a 2% increase over last year, but not quite as many as in 2019, the last holiday season before the pandemic. AAA predicts most of those people will travel by car, and they'll enjoy slightly lower gasoline prices compared to a year ago. According to government data, airfares are also down a bit from high levels last year. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hunter Biden's pushing back against gun charges filed against him, challenging the case as unconstitutional and politically motivated. His defense attorney argued Monday the gun case should be tossed out because an appeals court found the law violates the Second Amendment under new Supreme Court standards. On Wall Street, the Dow by 157 points, the Nasdaq goes 28. This is SRN News. The head of a woman's group embraces transgenderism.
You might think that Fatima Graves, president of the National Women's Law Center, would be leading the fight to keep males out of female sports, but she's not. In recent testimony before a congressional committee, Graves argued that men must be allowed to compete against women, dismissing concerns about men's inherent physical advantages with the remarkable statement that, quote, body diversity is an inherent part of sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas in the Holy Land will be a somber affair this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say there'll be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor tells Reuters, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of COVID. The town is empty and sad." The lack of tourism will be a blow to the Israeli economy, which counts on large numbers of Christians visiting over the holidays. This is SRN News. A jury has been seated in the Georgia election workers' defamation damages trial against Rudy Giuliani. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
At stake is how much Rudy Giuliani might have to pay two Georgia election workers he falsely accused of fraud while pushing Donald Trump's baseless claims after the 2020 election. The former New York City mayor has already been found liable in the defamation lawsuit brought by Ruby Freeman and her daughter Shay Moss. They endured threats and harassment after becoming the target of a conspiracy theory spread by Trump and his allies. The claims about the election workers were quickly debunked by Georgia officials who found no improper counting of ballots. I'm Shelley Adler.
New Mexico's bracing for the possibility that a bonanza in oil income for the nation's number two oil-producing state will end if the world's thirst for oil falters. More details at SRNNews.com.